Anna Navarro, white whack job shot Trump not a drag queen, immigrant or liberal woman. By Pam Key on July 15, 2024. Anna Navarro thought it was important to point out to her co-hosts Monday on ABC's The View that it was a white whack job who attempted to assassinate former President Donald Trump. Navarro said, "I'm very happy Donald Trump is safe. Full stop. Period. And I condemn all forms of political violence. I'm simply heartbroken for the family of Corey Comprator, a volunteer fire chief, a father, a husband who lost his life shielding his family simply for going to a political rally. And I was watching it live because I thought he was going to announce his VP that day, we were, that was part of what was being said. And I immediately thought it was a shooting and I was shocked and I was heartbroken because I fled political violence in Nicaragua. And to me, this is something that's not supposed to happen in America. I felt the same way when I did watching January 6th. She continued, "These attacks on democracy, on America, don't happen in this country. They happen in other places. And I'm very happy for President Biden. I'm very happy that he's taking the opportunity to be on air now three times, asking us to call on our better angels, asking us to unite, asking us to tamp down the rhetoric. I'm going to try to heed his words. Today is our day, I think, and this entire time, for self-reflection and a call to unity. I truly hope Donald Trump uses the platform he has to do that." Navarro added, "I also need to say, I hope that at some point in this country, we do have a conversation about what is happening because we can't just react when it is our side. What was this, again? It was, you know, a 20-year-old lone wolf, white whack job with easy access to a gun. And we have to have a conversation about that because it wasn't a drag queen. It wasn't an immigrant. It wasn't a pissed-off liberal woman. This keeps happening. And we need to react not as left or right, not as Republicans or Democrats, we need to react as Americans. And we need to ask better." Follow Pam Key on Twitter at PamKeenan.